For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
You know, it started as this is the way you like things the kingdom to. Praise God. You know, one of the surest, many of us have received prophecies in our life that never came to pass. True? Yeah. All of us, only one person, including myself, all of us have been. But one of the prophecies in your life that will surely come to pass is the prophecy of your death. A prophecy that you will die, that one will surely come to pass. In the next 100 years, none of us will be here on this earth. Is it true? Add 100 to this. If you are 125, you will not be here in the next 100 days. True of us. One day you will stand face to face with God. How will you get that? One day you will stand face to face with God, looking at eyeball to eyeball. And then you will give account of everything that God has committed to your hand. One day you look at God eyeball to eyeball and give account of everything you have ever been doing. Many people receive 5 talents, 2 or 1. One day you stand. And then there will be 2 statements out of God to every individual. To one, he will say you are wise and you are faithful. To somebody, you will not say you are, the opposite of wisdom is foolishness. When you don't say you are foolish, you say you are what? Lazy and what? Wicked. So one of these days, when the prophecy of the dead comes to pass, you'll be in heaven, and then God will say these 2 things to you. Now, going to heaven is, once you are saved, you are going to heaven. Is that correct? When you are saved, you sleep, you do what you're supposed to do, you'll be in heaven. But if you stand before him, instead of saying you are wicked, and you are very lazy, hallelujah, or you are wise, and you are faithful. So the choice is yours. Every responsibility that God has given you, from history, from archaeological history, human beings have not exceeded 10 years on this earth. Do you know that? They have not exceeded. So Abraham, Achilles, all the story you have had, all those stories are not more than 10 years old. So human beings have keep moving, and then one thing that people tend to live in is that life will never end. So when we hear the word of God, we're telling people about the word of God, the way they take the Bible and everything that we're doing, so we do not challenge it. As if these things doesn't work. Was it all these pastors are the most respected people in the world, as if these people are just preachers, just saying nonsense. One day everybody will stand before God, including the richest broke baron, including the richest mafia, or the most dangerous criminal, the richest president, the most protected president, whosoever, one day will stand before God, including yourself and mine, and then God will look at you and say whether you are wicked or lazy, or you are good or faithful. Which one do you want to hear? Which one do you want to hear? Good and faithful, hallelujah. Now, there are many things that God has committed to your hands, and many of us are aware of them. Many things God has given you. If you give him back the way he gave you, you will become wicked. Because that one did not make a loss. You know that. He didn't lose anything. Those before never was given back to him. He didn't lose anything. But he was wicked. So a lot of responsibilities. Most of us are not interested in the things of the kingdom. And then we are pursuing 21st century agenda. I want to make a product. I want to make impact in Nigeria. And we don't care about the kingdom at all. I want to leave a mark in the train of time. Hallelujah. I want to leave my name in the minds of people. I want to do X, Y, Z. I want to be a professor. I want to have a PhD in 6 fields. Archaeology, science, social science. I want to be called Dr. Emeritus Mezan. Hallelujah. I want to be called all manner of things. That is the most greatest pursuit of man. Many people are pursuing things that are inconsequential, irrelevant. Many people want to marry the most beautiful, sexy lady you want to marry. Want to marry the best guy, all that kind of marriage. Many ambitions that when you look at them, and then at your dying bed, when you look at all that you have pursued, Solomon had 1,000 wives. He had tall,
short, fat, slim, fair, black, brown, yellow, all the colors, all the, just imagine we have 1,000 wives, we know all the varieties are inside. And then at the end of his life, he had all the money, but we say he made gold in Jerusalem like dust. At the end, he said, this thing is vanity. Everything, people that made, all those guys that scientists that made everything, started big companies, were in Freemasonry and did a lot of things. All the things are now useless. As a matter of fact, we don't even know the name of us. We just went to university, they think they taught us the history, we have forgotten. We only cram to pass the exams. So they are never inconsequential. But in infinity, like I said, in 100 years, you'll not be there. But the people that have died, Adam is somewhere now. Abacha is somewhere. Gaddafi is somewhere. The most beautiful lady in Miss Nigeria 2017 is somewhere. How we get that? They are before God and they'll be there for life. For life. And it is said that if what Christians believe is true, then all you will do in the life of his life will be serving God. Because in eternity will be like, I watched one video of Muhammad Ali. He said he picked a grain of sand and said, it is eternity. And then he was standing before his sister, said, every sand for him. You will never account to the end. So I want us to live our life in such a way that when you stand before God, God will look at you and say, you are a good, a wise and faithful servant. Are we together? I'll give you some ways to do that. Number one is, everything that God has given you as a responsibility, multiply it, improve it, and advance in them. Any responsibility that God has committed to your care, don't leave it the way it was. Don't leave anything in the kingdom the way it was given unto you. Multiply it, advance it, and succeed in it. If you have made a unit leader, when you are living that unit, it should not be the same. I will hear that. If you came to this church, when you are living the church, it should not be the same. If you made anything in the kingdom, you must learn the principle of multiplication, improving on it and advancing it. Number two is, you must promote the cause of the master. You know, in Genesis chapter 41, verse 55, was the story of Joseph. Everything about Joseph was not about himself. Is it true? Everything that Joseph did was the promotion of the agenda of Potiphar. He did nothing practically about his life. There was no goal he had. All he did was to promote Potiphar. And the same as Numbers 14 from verse 6 to 8. Joshua was the one that served Moses. All he did was to promote everything that Moses said. So your life, live your life that anything you want to do, if you want to become a medical doctor, that is a good desire. But the aim is to promote the kingdom. Are we together? To promote the kingdom. If you want to be Miss Kogi, or Miss Nigeria, let the aim be that when you stand at the end of that pageant competition, and you hold the mic, you'll be like Mike Tyson. You know Mike Tyson? That powerful wrestler. Every time he wins, he said, Jesus did it. How do you get that? Every time, let that be your cause. I want to start a company. The aim is to promote the kingdom. If not, you don't be merry-go-round in life. And the best of your achievement will be nothing after 2 years or after 10 years. So learn to promote the kingdom. Put the kingdom ahead of you. Everything about your life, you can seek to build a company, start a firm, sing a song, be a preacher, but let the primary motivation be to promote the kingdom. Number three is total surrender. Don't forget I'm giving you steps of what to do so that when you stand before God, He will look at you and say you are a wise and faithful servant. It's total surrender. Now I'll be quoting more of the scripture because of our time. In Matthew 26 from verse 39 to 42, when Jesus was in the garden of Gethsemane, He was standing before that Gethsemane and there is a will of God and He had His own will, but He made a surrender. He said, not my will, but let your will be done. Hallelujah. Not my will and not many of you, God may be telling you, don't leave for this thing. God may be telling you, God, what did you say? Hallelujah. God may be telling you, come and serve me full time in ministry. It's not God that spoke to me, it's a demon, I bind you. God may be telling you, marry that brother. It's looking like a prayer point.
See, the devil that is speaking to me, my village people are trying me. God may be telling you, marry that sister. God may be, I'm very, very serious. I don't mean anything to make anybody laugh. God may be telling you serious instruction, but you will never hear. No, human beings are one of the stubborn patients you can ever find. They don't know anything, but they claim to know. How do you get that? God is the one. How many of us here know 2021? How many of us know May 15, 2021? How many of us here are ready? Nobody, we don't know. But somebody that knows 2030 is telling you what to do, but a Luther spirit will not allow you to know. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. Learn to surrender yourselves to God. If I didn't surrender myself to God, you would be sitting down here. Learn to surrender your will. Forget about your pursuits. Everything that God has ever taken from a man, he multiplies them. All together, God never takes. What do you have? What is it? Tell me what you have that you say, God, you want to take away my time, you want to take away my peace, you want to take away my joy, you want to take away my... People have been shot in Beverly Hills. People have been shot in front of presidential villa. Hallelujah. People have married their best husband and never had peace. Richest husband and never had peace. Best beautiful woman and never had peace. So there is nothing that God will take away from you. Learn to surrender your will. Hallelujah. Surrender your will. Surrender everything. Until you come to that point, if you have an opinion, you never go far from God. When God is saying, remember, Apostle John to Suleiman, so he said, when God told him to go to Auchi, he said, God, did you say about you, Auchi? You know, there's some instruction, you wonder whether it's God or it's demon speaking. But it's God. And until you surrender, you don't have a future. I'm telling you, you can have 6 million in your account and you think you are wealthy. That's a problem with most people. One, they have Camry 2019 model. They have your house in Maitama and then they have one in Nike. And then they can go to Dubai and come back once in 1 month. And then go to England and come back. They have made it in life. That's what people think. That is the greatest motivation of many people to see their names on what is this Guardian newspaper or to see their name on newspaper to see themselves. That is what motivates people. So when God is speaking, they don't want to hear because their mind is made up. I must go there. I must read the talk. They must be hearing my name on CNN. And so they will not surrender their will. And one day you will stand before God and God will say, you are wicked. Okay, you are wicked. And God is not a judge that you can bribe. He's not Nigeria's court that you can bribe with APC money. When you stand before God, the Bible says his eyes is the eyes of fire. His nostrils is bring up smoke. You stand before him naked, helpless, handicapped. And then you look at you and say, you are wicked. But it will never happen to any of us here. In the name of Jesus. Because you will surrender your will to God. Number four way is detailed obedience to instructions. Detailed obedience to instructions. Detailed. In 1 Samuel chapter 15 from verse 20, to 22. Hallelujah. God gave an instruction to Saul to do what? To wipe out the Amalekites. Is that correct? And then he did 99.99%. He wiped out everything excluding the king. Is that true? So the reason why I led him is to and then the animals is to sacrifice. Yes, but then which one is more important? Obedience or sacrifice? So what did God tell him? God said, give yourself to music, sing for me, receive song from me. Say, okay, God, you see what we do now. I'll start tomorrow. I'll be working with the next band first. You know, when I come back, I'll spend my most evening with you. You understand? God has given you direct instruction, word to word, verbatim. Unless you are ready to obey, you know, you cannot be wiser than God, though. But when I was done, God told me to go into ministry full time. Should I share this story? God told me to go to ministry full time. I went full time, but I wanted to do business. I said, okay, God, ministry, nobody will give me money, and he said I should not work, so let me do business. So I had 5 zeros amount of money, zero money, and I invested it, and till tomorrow, not one naira came out of it. Because God, don't do any business. Don't come to ministry, that is your place. That was my instruction. It may not be the same for you altogether, but that was my instruction. And it was supposed to, when God gives an instruction, obey it to details.
If God said after service, move to where? Move to Olamagoro. Once you are free, pack your bag. You look like one of the most stupid person on this earth. You are first class. Who give this to you? There are people who say yes. I remember one guy of a family has come and very first class chemical engineering. Now I'm a chemical engineering student. So when I see a first class chemical engineer, I don't have a first class. I don't know what it means to be a first class chemical engineer. Because he has one phone he's called from and today he's working on it. You look very stupid, foolish. You know, one form of foolishness is you look like a more advanced case. Like something is wrong with you. Because all that men can see is a 3D dimension of life. People analyze them based on the peripherals of things. What people call success is money. Forget anything that anybody wants it. What people call success is money and fame. But in Olama, the robot can put you in the world. From that place. How did that? Come. Ouchie is, the people from Ouchie. Apostle Joseph Suleiman is in Ouchie. That is not the capital of the those states. I've been there, slept there, night, my best friend is there. How did that? From there, he's in the world. Then few people, ministers of God in Nigeria, have to move back into him like him. That is a fact. From that place. The front of his church is not that. The front is always daughter, but the whole world are coming here every last Friday of the month. The whole world come there. You from there can buy a branded jet without cost. Riding a Rolls Royce. Nobody need to ride a Rolls Royce at all. To paint a Rolls Royce require 3 months of just to paint the car. 3 months. I was watching a documentary today about the car because I like teaching. So they are getting there. All this obedience will land up there. I will get up. Writing a, when we are in a Rolls Royce, you can understand creation. When they say God is mighty, you say it's true. I'm telling you, you understand what it means that God is mighty. From that place, because of his obedience, he looked like the most stupidest person on the world when he obeyed God. But your detailed instruction will put you on the wall. Don't be smarter than God. You don't know it. That's the truth. Now we don't know it. You are giving a student A score to exam. And the guy says, I know. How will you feel like a teacher? You know the guy doesn't know this question because you brought it from my head and he's doesn't get his one. Say, I know. And then when you are marking his grades, this. We don't know. So obey to detail. God knows your tomorrow. How did you get that? And then you will stand before him. Number 5 is public attestation to the master. Public attestation. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 3. Now I'm talking about keys to where appearing before God. He said you are faithful and a wise servant. You must publicly attest your loyalty to God. Publicly. Many people and many Christians are ashamed of God. That is the truth. They are ashamed of identifying, ashamed of carrying a big Bible. How together? Are we together? Ashamed of carrying, the motivation behind small Bible is not because you want something, it's because people want to hide it. Put it in their pocket, I'm going to church. How together? People are ashamed of publicly attest, especially young guys. I don't want to be cool, I don't want to be a cool fool. Yes. We are not a cool fool, you don't know anything. They are ashamed to adjust. People say, I don't want to repent because I want to flex my life first. People are ashamed of attesting themselves. You know what is attestation? Like, this is my girl. I am proud of her anywhere. If you talk about them, until people know you are about God, and I will say it, I'll be saying it, and I will say it forever. If people don't call you pastor, or in your normal life, your Christianity is in question. Anywhere you talk about Jesus Christ publicly, how many people can stand on them and hold their mic or when they are giving a speech, want to talk about this? What is it? They want to be politically correct. They don't want to testify about of who Christ is. And then the Bible says, who if you are ashamed of me on this earth? Jesus said, I will be ashamed of you. So you will stand before God one day and say, you, if I was ashamed to talk about you. God be looking at your eyes and say, you are ashamed to talk about me on this day. In Abuja, go there and find it. You don't want to say, me, see me. You know, if you go ahead and carry that. You are ashamed. People are ashamed of quoting scriptures. They don't want to be cool. I say, hey, I don't like this church boy. You don't want to worship songs. Or they're playing David, you'll be bouncing your head. When it's girls, will just be artists. More people that complain of Christian songs in weddings are Christians. You don't go to David's wedding and by mistake hear that they're bouncing. Even if the DJ took cocaine and he's sleeping, the sleeping spirit cannot play snatch. He doesn't have it on his laptop. You will never hear it. You never go to a native doctor's wedding and hear what's snatch and hear is a Christian. You will never. Why would they say I only play Christian music? It's once in a while time. I need to just enjoy myself. Your case is spiritual. That's the truth. It's Christian that say this kind of nonsense. They will never. You don't even think about it. You don't cross the mind of the DJ. But we are the one in our wedding. I want to shy. I want to. People, otherwise people problem. People, a daughter. A different life's daughter. Daughter of a pastor. Then she's not married. If her father doesn't want to give you a place, I'll play something in her song. I'm telling you. And they drag me for 3 years. Just because you want a song. Are you talking about ladies' nakedness? Talking about drugs, alcohol. How many things are you learning by listening to whiskey? Tell me one moral lesson. But it's not people know it. So many of us are our wedding. No, I was asking more. All the dance steps we know them. All together, I don't know, all of us. We know. Hallelujah. We know them. But you don't want to attend. When did Jesus Christ say, all the Christians come here, all the people. So people are ashamed. Yeah, you think I'm just a new drag. Especially when there are people. If it's ladies, especially guys are around. No, you're not. If it's guys, especially when ladies are around. Until you are crazy about Jesus Christ, publicly, let them go to place go. The people are even hiding for. They don't even care about your life in real sense, bro. I'm telling you the truth. The guys that think you are coming for, they're not thinking about you, their wildest thoughts. The lady you are thinking for, that they're bullshit Christ. That is why people say, Pastor, have their best one because they give themselves to Christ and God is the one that selects who are their wife for them. Do you understand? Have you ever seen a person with an ugly wife? No. You never see. Because they told the world, I am sold out to Jesus Christ. So God will select the best for you. Hallelujah. So publicly attest your loyalty to God. And then number 6 is provide solution to the master. Let solution come out of your life. Praise God. Oh boy. I have 6 now. Number 6 and I have 7 more. Praise God. Provide solution to the master. In 2 Kings chapter 5 from verse 2 to 5, a maiden was arrested. And then she told her master, the master was a leper. His name was what? Nehemiah. Say, if you will go to Israel, you'll be healed. She gave him solution. So what solution are you providing to the kingdom? You have been in family for 1 year. What solution did you provide? All together? You have been in the church for a long, you have been in the kingdom. What are you really adding? What solution? What do you do to make our sound better? What do you do to make our ministration better? What do you do to make it? Anything to advance the kingdom. Provide solution. I used to say when I was in family at those days that this is a place you have the best of the mind. You have a class from different schools, from OAU, from FUT, from different renowned institutions. You have the best of the campus president in the family house. You have the best, and then people come and sit down, redundant and dormant. They will not say anything to advance when they want to pray because they are not a leader. They will not be behind, and they will not be there. They will not be redundant. You know what is a redundant column? Who is a civil engineer here? A redundant column is like, we have pillars. The one is just there, useless. Okay, that. So people that be used that they don't provide any solution to the kingdom. God will say you are wicked. I gave you 5 talents and you solve that problem and you could solve it. But you didn't talk because you are not a leader. Give solution, hallelujah. Give solution. Anywhere you see a problem, provide the solution. Provide the solution. Don't hold back. All together. Don't hold back. You see a chair that is dirty, you are not in the ocean department, don't do it. Yeah, suppose you see a problem anyway, give solution to it. All together? Number 7 is availability and easy access. In Exodus chapter 3 verse 11, the Bible says that Moses had a servant, his name was Joshua, and he never departed from him. Now, are you available to God or are you accessible to God? When God leads you for an evangelism, will you be there? Say, God, you know, I need to prepare these verses. I'm speaking English to God. Are we together, guys? Are we together? Are you available to God? Are you accessible? If God needs your time, are you available to Him? Are you available? But anytime you want to pray, say, God, it's better you answer me. When you run into problem, how do you know? And when you want God needed, you are never there. You had 135 reasons why you should not be in church. 275 reasons why I must be in church. Nigeria is hard. How do you know? 35 reasons why you should not give and support the project. 239 reasons why I must save my money. And you are not always available. Your money is your money. God's money is different from your money. You are not available. You are not accessible. God will need anything to do for the kingdom of God. You are not available. One day God will look at that person and say, you were wicked. I needed you and you were not there. How do you get that? I needed to access you. You were not available. God will look at that person one day and say, you are wicked. But it will not be you. In the name of Jesus. Number 8 is provide relief, succor, and assistance to the kingdom. Let because you are here, let the pastor feel relieved. In Exodus chapter 17, verse 12, the Bible says, Moses had two people, Sarah, Aaron, and Hur. They held his hands up, all together, and he could not go down. They provided succor. You know what it means to succor somebody? Like you are just they provided succor. No, selecting leaders or workers in this world has given me rest, and it has been a lot of a relief. And the burden on me. So provide relief and succor. Because you're in the kingdom, let God know that I have a little relief. Hallelujah. Because you're in this family, my breath can rest. Because I sent a burial to family house. No demon will survive in that environment. You understand that kind of testimony? Yes, because I am sending someone person to this person. I am sure this is well taken care of. Provide relief to God. Not that you become another prayer point. God is suspecting you. Even you, God is suspecting you. The God cannot calm his mind because you are there. They put a sister with two in a house. God is concerned. Let three angels be around. It's not true. Come on, it's not true. There are brothers that you put a sister and is within the house. Come back after 9 months. You understand what happens. So, you cannot provide, God cannot be at ease. And provide support with you. Same with the sisters, not only brothers, same with the sisters. You can meet a very born again brother that knows God. And then you flaunt your femininity before him. And because he's not chemical engineer, he's not chemical that's in his body. He will fall. So the thing works both ways, they were laughing because I say brother. It's both ways. Huh? Many men fell because of the situation of the lady, not because they wanted it. And when the lady wants you, God has to help you. The woman that seduced David, did David wanted it, she knew his house. And she was bathing, and facing him backward, revealing her cup. She knew where the guy used to walk upstairs. She doesn't know. A king decides when to go to battle or when not to go to battle. He can be at home when he wants to be at home. If he didn't fall, he wouldn't have even known he was at home. The reason why he knew he was at home was because he fell. Was it not true?
Yes.
That was a powerful calculated seduction. When he called her, did he rape her? When she came to the house, did he rape her? She would have shouted. What are you talking about? So provide relief and succor. Hallelujah. Number 9, serve with integrity. Serve with integrity and trustworthiness. The Bible says, you faithful and good servant, let your yes be yes and yet let your no be no. There are people that cannot be ushers, cannot count money. Help me get that? Cannot count money. Serve with integrity and trustworthiness. How about a testimony of an usher that bought car from church money? Yeah, it was even that the GO that spoke about himself. Bought a bus In places like that, people drop serious offering, you know. But picking one bundle, your life is big. Your salary for 2 months. It was a family business. Everybody was important. Wow. We are going to church. Not every people that come to church is a Christian.
Alright. You better learn it on time. Suspect everybody.
Because integrity is not there. A man said that the only thing I believe from my son are 2 things. Good morning and good evening. That's the only thing that he says, that when his son says to him, he believes. But every other thing will be a lie. When you are serving God, let your integrity be intact. Don't compromise yourself. It's not worth it. It's not those people, you can't steal from church and survive life. There are some sicknesses there that God cannot help you. There are some situations that you're there are some people that, that's what you go to crusades, some people could not be healed. What is on their case is about the anointing of the one of God. The kind of curse on their lives.
Hallelujah.
Let your yes be yes. When you say, I didn't do it, I didn't do it. The reason why I did not came was because I was feeling, I was having stomach pain, my body was not telling me. Meanwhile, you were chatting and dozing. But when you were sad, the reason why I came, I've never done that before. Yes. Let your yes be yes and be it. Because, you see, when you stand before God, the man may easily believe.
And then number 10 is carelessness. In Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 1 to 5, hallelujah. Nehemiah forgot about his personal agenda and pursued the agenda of the kingdom. The people, he was in the king's palace, he was the cupbearer of the king. But he heard about the walls and the gate of Jerusalem, and then he lost his peace.
How many of us would be the personal PA of Buhari? And then you hear that your village for Gorimalongo, the gates are not destroyed, and then there's no gate. And then you lose your peace. How many of us that kind of thing happened? I don't even myself in here.
But
the guy lost his peace because of that. He forgot. Moses said, remove my name from the book of life if you not forget these people. I will not pray that kind of prayer. Praise God. Who asked God to remove his name from the book of life because of people? Who would do that? I mean, the truth is, I won't do it. To be in hell is not a joke, bro. That was what most, because he forgot about himself. I was listening to Agbesu, when he said that, you will not die for one church member. So that is the day that Jesus said, I thought he was not enough, but I will not be here. He will not die for one church member. I was very young, I said, why would he say something like that? But that is the truth. But when they remove my name from the book of hell, don't pray that kind of prayer. You go to hell, my God. If you understand what is hell, if you can preach to Lucifer, you preach to him to repent. If you can preach to Lucifer, when you know hell, if you are preaching to any, when you understand what is hell, the way the place looks like, you want Lucifer not to go there. Number 11 is start with humility. And then I start with humility, start with humility. And then number 10. Honor the master. In your service, serve with God honorably. Let's have Psalm 75 verse 6 on screen. Psalm 75 verse 6. My time is up. Psalm 75 verse 6. Now let's read it together.
For promotion
cometh neither from what?
From the east.
From the east. Not from the west. Not from the south. Verse 7, sir. But God is what? Come on, let's read it. God is what?
The judge.
He put that down one and set them up another. I can assure you the race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. But bread to men of understanding. No. The Bible says, it is the rules. It's not of him that willeth, of him that. Don't think because you have a first class, you make it in life. I can guarantee you. Don't think it, don't dream it, don't calculate it. Don't think because you have somebody in the Senate, Abuja, you be employed in the federal parasites. Don't think it. If God says you're not going, you're not going. Don't think because you are connected. I remember when I got my admission, I had 216. And you know, 15,000 UTM I applied chemical engineering my year. You hear what I said? 15,000 UTM I got from direct entry, from remedial student. And we were only 180 that were speaking in the department. I had only 2 sisters. I was standing there during my registration. I didn't have anybody nowhere. You know, my registration had the son of a high-ranking senior lecturer. They gave him soil sign or something like that. Hallelujah. And these are people that have what we call a first-hand list. They submit the number of the number they submitted to find out whether the guy made it or not. I don't get that. But if I have people that have over 300 plus and they were not gotten it. If God says you are going to the top, no devil can stop you. If you can serve God, give him your life, no demon can stop you from going to the sea. God can part the rest. Remember, God killed many children because of Jesus Christ. God can suspend admission or recruitment because of you till they are ready. God can make that man not to like any lady. You see any lady like firewood because of you. When he sees you, God will now say, start. You know what I'm saying? You are serving God looking for husband. Even other people are busy looking for husband, tall, dark, and handsome, rich. And you say, Lord, I want to serve you till I die. And then there's a handsome, tall, rich guy like me somewhere. Somewhere, God will reserve that guy and put his brain on hibernate for him until he comes to Kogi and is in Federal Bank. That day, just when I'm going to Federal Bank, and they're opening the door, you walk into him. And these are realities that they will happen and secure that husband. Somebody was testifying of a testimony that God did for him and for this thing. I think I can understand because I'm in the spirit. Praise God. The apple for him, Jesus said. It could be all God calculated all while. If she was not sick for 3 months, she would have left me and would be somewhere else. You know that? God will make sure that things work in place for your good. I also for the God that God will make sure. I remember when I was in their school. 2003. Small boy, I didn't know who taught me. I did a body school. People were sleeping at home. And I went to the class, there school, and knelt down. I said, God, I'm not following any ladies. Let nobody follow my wife. True life story. I said, Lord, I am not cheating. I'm not sleeping any lady. Say SS2. Very young boy. I couldn't explain why I was doing those things. Look at me, siesta. I was in class afternoon praying for my wife. I was sleeping. I said, Lord, let her not be cheating. I'm not sleeping with any lady. Let her not be sleeping with any lady. But I was praying passionately. Yes. And God overdid himself. Hallelujah. Yes. God can keep somebody for you. Say, don't serve or forget the details of everything. God is a rewarder. God is faithful. You will never outsmart God. I know you will give God or give God your time. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I pray for you that it will be well with you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now I want you to make a commitment to God now and say, Father God, I receive the grace that when I stand before you, you tell me good, wise, and faithful servant. I receive the grace, oh God. I receive the grace in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you that when we stand before God, all of us, God will look into our eyes and say, thou good, wise, and faithful servant, in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Now, it's not. Yes, let's pray for the batch. Those passing out, hallelujah. And then our extra included member. Hallelujah. Praise God. We pray for them. Can you come to the front? Praise God. The Bible says, believe in the Lord your God, and you will what? And you will what? And then believe in his prophet and what? Shall prosper. Now I was listening to my mentor, Bishop Dakia, hallelujah. He said that he was praying to one church member. Was praying for one church member. Praise God. Are you hearing my story?
Yes, sir.
Was praying for one church member, and then something in his spirit told him to open one of his eyes and look at the member. He was shouting, I command it to be done by fire. And then when he looked with one eye, the lady's eye was open, she was looking at him. Then he opened, he said, He just comes up and has a prayer in Jesus' name we pray. Then he answered, did you believe my prayer? And the lady said, no. Then you don't give her utterance, but don't come to this church again. For life, hallelujah. So you have to believe. Praise God. You have to believe. I know you believe, and I believe God will answer my prayer. Can you present your expectations to God? Present your expectations to God. Present your expectations to God. What do you want God to do for me? I say, Father Lord, may the mouth of your servant seal it.
For my soul was the leopard and taking pain from the dunghill. May God raise you like an 86 in your generation and in your time. May your voice never be silent. In the name of Jesus. May your spirit never be weary. Hallelujah. May your will, we will never hear that you backslide. And you went to the world. The last Susan attempt you had will be the last forever. In the name of Jesus. You will never have that kind of God forever. In the name of Jesus. I pray for that it is well with you. The hand of God is established upon you. You will never fail in Jesus' name. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Can we appreciate God for them and say, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you. Can I take your seat? Thank you very much.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611.